Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Senator J.D. Vance and former President Say Not His Name for perpetuating the horrible racist and xenophobic slur that Haitian immigrants are killing pets in Springfield, Ohio, and eating them.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
Of course, we recognize that, like so many of Trump's preposterous claims, this one started with a single story from a supposed eyewitness who spoke at a previous city council meeting.
I don't even want to, like, seem like I'm coming down on the immigrants, because it's the people that's bringing them down here, because wherever they're at, that's what they're used to, bro. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them, like.
Unfortunately, many people have turned pictures of cats or dogs or ducks. Why does no one seem to care about the ducks? Into a wide variety of viral memes. But this is absolutely no laughing matter. And although some of our normal allies have tried to claim there can be no truth to the story, even the Sacred and Holy Los Angeles Times published an article in 1989 about efforts by the SPCA to re-educate immigrants against eating domesticated mammals in California after a court case against two Cambodian refugees who actually did so. It is well established that many foreign cultures eat things Americans consider unacceptable, and so it's only natural that when they come here, they might practice the same culinary choices. And, of course, we believe in a culture of non-judgment and inclusion. Tolerance is kind of our thing, you know. Plus, the Holy Handbook of Cultural Relativism teaches us that we cannot judge the practices of other cultures, or of any culture, unless that culture is a Western, white, or Christian one. Or Israel. So we must be careful not to apply our own standards to the Haitians or anyone with their alternate food styles. Obviously, we side with our dear friends at PETA in advocating for a vegan or plant-based diet for both health and ethical reasons. And that's why we find the consumption of beef and chicken to be just as offensive as the eating of dogs, cats, and park ducks. We say that people should not eat food with a face at all, regardless of whether it's food with a face and whiskers, food with a face that barks, or food with a face that quacks and waddles. So for telling a story that is hateful and mean, even if it is likely true, we yet again must cancel the Republican presidential and vice presidential candidates. Also, don't eat the meat on a stick in Ohio. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, and this one does certainly give me personal pain, but we must at least censure the leader of our Democratic Party, Joe Biden, president of the United States in absentia, whereabouts unknown at least most days. But this week actually reminds us of why he must remain hidden from sight and gently bubble-wrapped at a safe distance from the levers of power. During a jovial interchange with a Trump supporter at a 9/11 event in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, Biden offered the man one of his presidential seal hats and then joked that he needed the man's Trump hat in exchange. After some banter and the crowd egging him on, Biden, most elder of his name, put the Trump hat over his own hat in an awkwardly unfashionable show of unity. Show of unity? Look, people, we have an election to win, and you just cannot afford to muddy the message like this. It's one thing to speak generally about the need for unity while always taking every opportunity to completely trash the Republicans, which, of course, is the third of our four sacred hypocrisies. But there can be absolutely no room for making light of the overtanned felon from Mar-a-Lago. We cannot simultaneously present the truth that Trump is a real threat to democracy and then turn around and joke and banter and wear a hat bearing the name of MAGA Man. Putting aside that his supporters ferociously celebrated the moment and ridiculed dear leader Biden for it relentlessly, even hinting at the idea that the chasm between us and them can be bridged by creative hatmanship is a terrible lie to tell. For confusing the message, for debifurcating the third holy hypocrisy, and for even a fleeting de-escalation of the political war we're trying so hard to inflame, Grandpa Joe, we cancel thee. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, our utmost and enthusiastic praise for Her Sweet Highness Taylor Swift, the anointed and shimmering one, the destroyer of ex-boyfriends, the wearer of all boots, and the invigorator of the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, Mademoiselle Tay-Tay this week endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris, the High Priestess of Racial Ambiguity, to become President of the United States. And yes, we recognize that a woman who became famous for singing about all of her bad decisions might not be the ideal person to tell the fictitious undecided member of the American electorate what a good decision it is for them to vote for Kamala Harris, but we also know that most young voters don't think consistently or with rigor, and so not to worry. In addition, we applaud the leader of the Swifties for taking this brave and courageous step because we certainly recognized it would invite the ire of Trump world and MAGA trolls to attack her during this cruel summer. But we knew that the blank space of their hearts could not taint her purity, that they would reveal themselves as the party of bad blood, and that no matter what, she would surely shake it off like an ill-fitting cardigan. But in all of this, we actually take great comfort that, like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of modern pop culture that she is, if you strike her down on Truth Social, she will only become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. So for hip-swaying her way into the middle of the presidential election with support for our sweet anti-hero, the substitute candidate, we celebrate thee, O Empress of Sequins, woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Before you leave today, we do want to recognize that His Excellency and just recently promoted to 5th-degree Chancellor Extraordinaire George Clooney has been awarded a third silver wheatgrass pin for doublespeak above and beyond the call of duty. After working so diligently with former President Obama and others behind the scenes to oust leader Biden from the ticket against his will, Clooney led the media blitz to reframe this as a courageous and voluntary decision made by the president in hiding himself. What a massively brilliant piece of doublethink and real-time historic revisionism. The more you can repeat the lie that this was a voluntary choice by Joe Biden, the more you can make people forget that the real misdeed here was hiding Biden's mental decline. The more heroic you can make him seem for doing what he was forced to do, the less anyone is going to want to focus on how long we hid the truth from the American people. A true masterstroke by Sir Lies-A-Lot, and a very well-deserved promotion and pinning. Refreshments this week are furnished by Heart of Stone, the pulverized granite dietary supplement guaranteed to lift your spirits and make your stomach sink. Add a robust dusting of Heart of Stone sodium-free seasoning to any meal, or mix it directly into your chai latte or chicory coffee and let the clumping begin. Now in 100, 200, and new 400 grit consistency, Heart of Stone, you can really taste the virtue. But please remember not to chew.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.